Welcome to Mini Dharma Talk Mondays on the Living Life on Purpose podcast with your host, Michael Mukunda Chandra Kohan, the founder of YourWellnessYogi.com and the Living Life on Purpose community. The Living Life on Purpose podcast is a show dedicated to inspiring people to achieve their goals and live their dreams to their highest potential. Life is short. Learn to live it on purpose. Inside all of us is a powerful spark of the divine, and yet as life's challenges grind and wear us down, many of us forget that inner spark. However, that spark never leaves us, and if we stray too far from it, we will be unhappy in our life. At Your Wellness Yogi and the Living Life on Purpose community, we are dedicated to helping you discover that inner spark in life. We offer a variety of life coaching packages that meet your needs and budget. We have group coaching, monthly mindfulness mastermind calls, and one-to-one coaching. Get started today and take advantage of our two free personal one-to-one coaching conversations by taking the Circle of Life quiz, a free life assessment tool that helps you reveal the big picture of your true dreams and paves the road for real personalized action plan to take control of your life. Visit yourwellnessyogi.com/life. Before we get started, I wanted to ask you a favor, to write us an honest review of our podcast. By writing us a review, you will help raise our profile so more people can find us on iTunes. Visit yourwellnessyogi.com/podcast and click on subscribe to open up in iTunes and write us a review. You can also write us a review on your device as you listen to the show by opening up the podcast app. Thank you and enjoy this week's episode, and I appreciate you listening.
So what I'm going to talk about before I come here, and I've never planned anything until I start chanting or I get some sort of inspiration and this like sort of idea comes in my mind. And today my idea is love. We all have the need for love, right? We as human beings in the material world with this conditioned body, your shoes are on. Hello. We in this human body can practice celibacy and not have sex our lives. There are people that come monks and priests and they don't have intercourse. However, we are incapable of avoiding love. We need intimacy, right? There's a very small group of people that can avoid sexual intercourse. And there's a very even smaller group of people who can live without love. These people live in caves. They don't speak to each other. But for the most part, we all need to experience love. We have different ways of experiencing love. We have a level one relationship where when we experience love, one person puts all the other person's needs first, and that individual never receives love. A level two relationship is transactional. This is a good example is work. Right? I do something for you, you do something for me in return. I make the bed, you clean out the garbage. I go to work, you give me a paycheck. Level two form of love or relationship. The best form of experiencing love is a level three relationship. I do anything I can to service your needs without concern for myself, and you do the same thing for me. I go to the store and buy groceries because we're out of groceries and I know you're hungry and I want to do something nice for you. You get up the next day and you make me breakfast. I don't go to the grocery store to buy groceries because I want you to make me breakfast. You just know that I like breakfast on Saturday, so you decided to get up and make me breakfast to do something nice. It's not transactional. We all try to experience love. We are trying to find an intimate connection. And when love is being fulfilled in a positive way, we feel safe and secure. We feel nourished. However, a lot of times when we're trying to seek out love as an individual, we, instead of trying to feel loved, we try to experience being needed instead. We do this all the time. We do it with our kids, right? We provide for them past the age where they need to be provided, to feel needed instead of feeling loved. We do this for our siblings and our family. We go out of our way to help them out to feel needed and not loved. And sometimes we take on relationships where we're trying to save the person, to help them out, to pick them up, whether it's an intimate relationship or a friend, because it fills a need for love. Because it's easy to feel needed. And so we put ourselves out there and we overextend ourselves. And that causes us to be imbalanced. Love is not about being needed, but rather being there for someone for the sake of just wanting to help them without worrying about any expectations in return. But this individual or work or place is also looking after your needs without any expectations. Then we're imbalanced. Work is really hard to do that, but the rest of the life we can manage, right? Very few places that we can work have that concept. I don't really know any. Let me know. I want to work there. So sit up tall and close your eyes. Where in your life are your desires for love out of balance? Is it with a friend who every time you call that person up on the phone, they ask you for a favor or they spend hours talking about themselves? Is it a loved one? A relative? Is it a person? Sometimes it's hard to look inside and see how we feel and how we experience love. It's a tough topic to think about. When you're ready, bring your hands to your heart center. And just take a moment here to dedicate your practice to experiencing love in a way to care rather than for need.
Thank you for listening to the Living Life on Purpose podcast. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Please subscribe to our show in iTunes and write us a review. By writing us a review, you will help raise our profile so more people can find us on iTunes. Links to our sponsors and other tools can be found in our show notes, along with other useful information. For more information on our yoga and coaching classes, please visit our website at yourwellnessyogi.com and please sign up for our newsletter. Life is short. Learn to live it on purpose. Thank you.